Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. Glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here with the teaching of Lisa and Pastor Dolly, abundance of wonderful woman of God. It's Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God, our Apostle Anton. We'll be getting started here. Just thanking the Lord for all that he's doing and all that's transpiring right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for you, you and you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name today in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Matter of fact, we're making a conscious decision to rejoice in it and be glad. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, everyone that's in queue, all those that have come, oh Lord God, and that desire to come, and those that will come later in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Into this court with praise. Hallelujah, this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. What have you planted? What have you sown? If it's righteousness, let it be known. What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, my God is asking, what have you grown? What have you planted? What have you grown? If it's righteousness, let it be known. What have you planted? What have you grown? My God is asking, my God is asking, what have you grown? We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. There's something about that name. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we cry, Abba, Father, Lord God. We ask that you would hear our prayer, Lord God, and attend unto our prayers, O Lord God, for the ends of the earth, O Lord God. We cry unto thee, O Lord God, when my heart is overwhelmed, O Lord God. Lead us to the rock that is higher than I, O Lord God. For thou hast been a shelter in a time of storm and a strong tower from my enemy. Lord God, we come, O Lord God, on the prayer deliverance ministry, O Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, on this Thursday morning, Lord God, the 26th day of March, O Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, God, we would deserve in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we expect great things today, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are great, O Lord God. You work miracles so great, O Lord God. The heavens declare your glory, O Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. You're touching, healing, delivering, O Lord God, and setting free, O Lord God. We just came, O Lord God, for this time of fellowship, O Lord God, for this time of worship, O Lord God. Believing you, Lord God, to work the supernatural, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, and set free, God. Now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, Lord, that we have our being, O Lord God. We just came to worship you and to thank you, Lord God, for keeping this week, O Lord God. We're still here, Lord God, and we're alive and well, O Lord God, and feeling strong, O Lord God, and getting better every day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your awesomeness, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your right hand that has gotten you the victory, O Lord God. Lord God, you are all our righteousness, O Lord God, and we stand complete in you and worship you, O Lord God. Lord God, we have sinned to cause anyone to hinder or stumble along the way, O Lord God. We ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for you have put your approval here, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Praying for strength, O Lord God, and deliverance, O Lord God, for all the people of God, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving, O Lord God, by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. What shall we render, God, unto you for all of your mercy, for all of your benefits, O Lord God? Lord God, protect our children, O Lord God, our grandchildren, O Lord God, our children that are adults, O Lord God, are supposed to be assuming a role of adult, O Lord God. Lord God, something went wrong somewhere in the midst, O Lord God, not pointing the finger, O Lord God. Lord God, we bring our children, our family members, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We bring them to the altar of God, O Lord God. We place some of our nieces and nephews and relatives, O Lord God, and kin folks on the altar, O Lord God, for their eyes have been blinded, O Lord God, by the mass of deceit, O Lord God. Lord God, there are those that don't want to, Lord God, you want to put any type of pressure on, O Lord God, the situation, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, God, and that you would move by your power, Lord God, that you would touch in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, that you would deliver, O Lord God, that in blessing, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, and multiply, O Lord God, that you would multiply, O God. So, Lord God, we ask that you continuously touch, continuously bless, O Lord God. Lord God, the pandemic, O Lord God, is growing, O Lord God, and it's festering, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, they are working, O Lord God, some of the best minds, O Lord God, scientists, O Lord God, those that you have blessed, O Lord God, that is skillful in medicine, O Lord God, that's able to discern, able to look at different types and shapes of disease and different shapes, O Lord God, and know the response of that disease, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, that on this science and doctors, O Lord God, and that you would just bless and strengthen them, O Lord God. We pray for those that are in the field there, God, that are nurses and doctors, O Lord God, the first responders that are giving care, O Lord God, even truck drivers, O Lord God, those that work in the public, O Lord God, public transportation, bus drivers, fire people in the fire department, O Lord God, the police department, O Lord God, those, O Lord God, we pray for the people that are homeless today, O Lord God, and those that are, Lord God, that are just out there, O Lord God, that just cannot get to wash their hands 20 and 30 times a day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for those that have not sanitized, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As it came upon yesterday, O Lord God, they have things to even protect you on the port, O Lord God. We can wash your hand by the phone, O Lord God, and there's nothing not able to find the supply, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, so we come to you, Lord God, because you are the rock of our salvation, O Lord God. You're higher than us, O Lord God. You are the almighty God, O Lord God. Lord God, your word said, O Lord God, that he that dwelleth, that's us, O Lord God, that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, O Lord God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord God, you are our fortress. And hey, Koshan, O Lord God, and you are our strength, O Lord God. My God, and you will be trusted, O Lord God. Lord God, rebuke the lying tongues, O Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, O Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us, O Lord God, shall prosper, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We want to stand on the promise of God, on your word, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, because it never failed, O Lord God. It never failed us yet, O Lord God. So we thank you this morning, God. We praise you, Lord. in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God. O Lord, hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless, O Lord God. Not able to call everyone's name, O Lord God. Let no one feel slighted because their name haven't been called, O Lord God. But all is included, O Lord God, in the circle, O Lord God. Heart to heart, breath to breath, O Lord God. Coast to coast, around the world, O Lord God. On every continent, O Lord God. We ask that you would show yourself strong, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For we know not the day nor the hour, Lord God, when the Son of Man shall appear, O Lord God. But we have your word, O Lord God, that you're faithful and true, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Help us be strong warriors, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Season our word, O Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God. Put us in our backs, O Lord God, a rod of iron, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God. Lord God, drive foolishness away, O Lord God, from our children, from our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Send that spirit, O Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God, with more integrity, O Lord God. Stand on the word, O Lord God, that we will not waver in this hour, Lord God, that we will not be silent, O Lord God, or become dumb dogs, O Lord God, in this hour that you have deigned for us to cry out and to spare not, O Lord God, to tell the people, O Lord God, of their sins, O Lord God, and the house of Jacob their sins, O Lord God, to give a word in season, O Lord God. Let them know how much you love them, O Lord God, that you so love them, O Lord God. That you have gave your only begotten Son, O Lord God, and you're not a man that you should lie, O Lord God, nor the son of man that you should repent, O Lord God. You've spoken, O Lord God. You will bring it to pass, O Lord God. We desire to see an end, O Lord God, of this academic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to join our hearts together, unite our hearts in love, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to say a prayer, Lord God, for Brother Preacher Dean, O Lord God, wherever he may be, O Lord God. He went to make the documentary, O Lord God, and as we know from experience, O Lord God, they that will live godly shall suffer persecution, God. So we ask that you just bless them and strengthen them, O Lord God, and that you would bless and strengthen missionary Ikayasa on foreign fields, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, every apostle, every bishop, O Lord God, every pastor, every layman, every bishop and deacon, O Lord God, and all of those that do the will of God, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, send thy anointing, O Lord God, bless and strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, be with us, O Lord God, that we go throughout this day, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let someone ask what must they do to be saved, O Lord God. Let them seriously consider, O Lord God, where they're going to spend eternity, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Strengthen those, O Lord God, that are in nursing home, O Lord God, in hospice, O Lord God. Those that are yet in the emergency room, O Lord God. Those first responders, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The military, O Lord God. Those that are there, Lord God. The store owners this morning, O Lord God. Those that are in the local Circle K, O Lord God, and gas stations, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because of the pandemic, O Lord God, people are not allowed to use restrooms in certain places. They're not allowed to go inside, O Lord God. They're not allowed to get ice out of the machine except they buy a soda. There's no more getting the ice in the cups, O Lord God, and the clerks that are just there for work, O Lord God, has to stand up against this, O Lord God. We pray, God, for their strength in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for marriages, oh boy, I see, God, in the name of Jesus, even at this time, oh Lord God, those that are being battered, oh Lord God, and suffering domestic abuse, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those whose hearts are broken, oh Lord God, those who are unemployed, oh Lord God, not because they want to be, oh Lord God, because of the pandemic, oh Lord God. We pray for the success, O Lord God, that you're looking for, Lord God, that to be strengthened, O Lord God, that thy will be done, O Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God, that you would drive out this enemy, O Lord God, this virus, O Lord God, colds, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that came, O Lord God, that were touched, O Lord God, friends and neighbors that have touched it positive, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and Lord God, those that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, untimely deaths, O Lord God, those that are trapped in other countries, O Lord God, trying to get back home, O Lord God, to their family and loved ones, O Lord God. This is a situation, O Lord God. When I was a child, O Lord God, there was Superman, O Lord God, and it seemed like he was just spring into action, O Lord God. But we found out, O Lord God, that it was just of picture, Lord God, of God, oh Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you to send your supernatural power, Lord God, that you spring into action, oh Lord God, in the people's lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you loose angels this morning, God, and minister in the spirit, oh Lord God, with that anointing, oh Lord God. Let them be released, oh Lord God, with that vial of oil, oh Lord God. Let many of them be sealed in the forehead, oh Lord God, with the seal of God, oh Lord God. Oh Lord, let them ask what must they do to be saved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen again. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, on this Thursday morning, oh Lord God. So glad to be here, Lord God. So glad to be alive, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the scripture of the week, O Lord God, which we found in Psalm 34, O Lord God. I would say, and it's a Psalm of David, it reads like this, Lord God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the reading of your word today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I looked unto thee, and I was enlightened, and thy face was not afraid. Hallelujah, Lord God. Six is very good. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Well, we thank you. We want to welcome you to the broadcast. It's early in the hour. Hallelujah to God. We thank God in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank God for the keeping power, hallelujah, God, the sustaining power, Lord God. Just how God has had everything under control. Start to think on yesterday, and as I was working, they have a hand sanitizer that they're placed by the phone. You have to use the phone. You have to talk on to it. Some of them have speaker boxes, but at Blood Island there, you have to pick up the phone. You have to talk on it, you know. And I asked the guy, said, when are they going to put the hand sanitizer in it so that we can wipe the phone off this, that, the other, you know. And he said, we try to get some, but there's none in stock that they could, there. I said, so we just have to go on and work because many people have to work. I said, well, that's okay. I began to praise God. I got all excited. Again, the Spirit of God fall upon me. I said, I mean that God is going to keep us. Hallelujah to God. It's not that we've done anything and we're not trying to. Hallelujah to God. But God knows the heart. If you try, if you put your best foot forward, hallelujah, and try and sincerely see God. Hallelujah to God. God would cover in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I got happy, started praising God. Heavenly language came out. The person on the line started rejoicing that it came that, you know, God is taking care of us. I said, because you have to put your hands on things. You have to open, close trailer doors, particularly these other works and stuff, and you can't get there. Then you forget. You wipe your hand off, you wash it, you go there, you see something, you have a little snack or something, you put it in your mouth, hallelujah to God. And it's just something that's it's just awesome, God, and have to thank God, hallelujah to God. You have to praise God, hallelujah to God. At this time, God is awesome. What came, and I want to encourage you, we're going to get your prayer request, hallelujah to God. And it came to mind that God's word is true. And sometime in the offset, it seems like sometime we fight against the word of God. And his word is true. Had more calls from my daughter, someone on her job. I don't know if I told you on yesterday. Had tested positive. We had talked the other night and stuff, and we had a talk, and we praised God. And then they had called her, and she called a doctor, and then she's just gone. She's getting her thermometer out, and she's looking to see, and she called a doctor, and she's on the phone, and she's calling me, Daddy, Daddy, this, that, the other, you know. I said, sweetheart, I said, you're going to be all right, you know. This thing is not in our hands. This situation is a God job. It's a God job. It's a God that we serve. All we can do is give the people the good news of the gospel. We have to speak of his goodness. Hallelujah to God. And she just went on, my daughter, she just went on, and she fixed to go in the doctor. She said, doctor, tell her, Lisa, don't do this to yourself. If you have the symptoms, you already been quarantined. She said, I got to stay in quarantine. She already been there 12 days. I said, well, you got two more days, you're going to be all right, you know. I said, you have the promise of God, and that's something. God said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said in Psalm 91, it was that 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. There's no need to be fearful. There's no need to be afraid. We are called to stand on the word of God that cannot fail. God said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word should last. Hallelujah to God. Being fearful and afraid and not believing in God, that's not going to work. Hallelujah to God. I was looking at over in the Revelation, and it's one of the judgments of God. I believe is, I can't get this thing to open. Okay, I believe it's over in Revelation. Maybe someone would find it. It says, it speaks about the fearful and the unbelieving. So have they part in the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. The fearful and the unbelieving. We serve a God. A lot of people don't speak about it a lot. And what they don't speak about is that we serve a God that's a God of judgment. Hallelujah to God. We serve a God that judges the quick, the living, and we serve a God that judges the dead. Hallelujah to God. We serve the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. Hallelujah to God. God is a God of judgment. And you have to really, truly stand on the word of God, because people are looking to you. Hallelujah to God. Didn't know that so many people were so fearful and so many people were so afraid, and they got on gloves and they got on the mask, and they're doing the best that they can. But this is the time that God has called us to speak the word of God, to speak a word in season and to people's lives. Hallelujah to God. I pray, I say, Lord, don't let me be the dumb dog that refused to bark. Hallelujah to God. Let me not be the one that hold my peace at this time. I went into a place that we deliver in, and the fellow was there, and there was no time to put gloves on and everything, and just had to start speaking about the goodness of God and what God is doing, hallelujah to God, and how God is blessing, hallelujah to God, and how God is going to bring us out, hallelujah to God, and how we just standing on the word of God, and how the fellow, he just stopped talking. I said, God is keeping us. He said, the Lord is keeping us. When you start talking about Jesus, people have a way of just backing up, hallelujah to God. They don't want to acknowledge the King of Kings. They don't want to acknowledge the Lord of Lords, hallelujah to God. But he's all our righteousness, and we stand complete in him. We worship him, and we adore him. And that's all we have is God's word, hallelujah to God. I think about how we could just look on the presence of God, hallelujah, God, or just look at this, his word. When the fiery serpents came in the wilderness, he said, well, put the serpent on the staff, and when you lift it up, and he said, those that would just look, hallelujah, God, they were able to live, hallelujah, God. They were able to live by the word of God. They were able to believe because they took hold of God's word. It was like taking hold of the horn of the altar, like taking hold of the power of God, what we have, to believe in God, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Things are changing, hallelujah to God, and we have to go through, we're going through together. We have to strengthen each other, hallelujah to God, strengthen people along the way, hallelujah to God, that people are still later than now as it was in the days of Noah. One man just quit, he had a job, he said it just wasn't enough money, so he's leaving. Matter of fact, he's moving out of Jacksonville, Florida. He's going down to Orlando, hallelujah to God. He found a better job and paid more money. I said, what is it about a better job and more money at this crisis, hallelujah to God? You haven't given the Lord a chance to settle things so that you can see in which direction to go. You haven't given God a chance to prove it. You know, I had, oh my God, I talked even to him. See, God would meet the need right here until things get better. It's not the time, you know, the unemployment rate, everything's high. Hallelujah to God. How God just begins, you know, Archbishop, hallelujah to God, that's up in New York, McLeod. And what happened was the strange thing about it was that when I picked up the phone, people's faces started appearing on the phone from Facebook. That's what it is. I think that's what it's called, Facebook. It's a little blue. It's a blue part there. And the lady picture came up yesterday. The name I knew Bush. I know the name of their first name. Her nickname was Ignat, but I knew her name. But the face, because she's grown now. And the last time I saw her, she was about 8 or 9 years old. And so the face changed. Her skin, I don't know. They lighten up their skin. You know, I'm looking at it, and I see Natasha Bush. So I would call the number and it wouldn't answer, and it was about the prayer time. But then I got a chance to talk to her. I began to talk to her. She's at a time in her life. She had fell in love when she was young, you know, like many do. She got pregnant at a young age, fell in love with the guy. He was a drug dealer. She figured she'll take the rap for him having the drug, sort of messed up her life. And she was so distraught there. And even at work, all we could do for the next hour was begin to minister and encourage her not to give up on God. Don't let go of God's unchanging hand. A lot of times, people in the family, hallelujah God, they figure that they're impressing upon you. I said, people don't eat you, hallelujah God. You call the phone any time of the day or night. You leave your prayer request. You let somebody know that you're going through. She can't find a job. She has degrees, hallelujah to God. She's qualified to work, but because of something in the past, I said, you have to trust the Almighty God. I begin to pour out my heart and begin to pour out the scripture and the encouragement so much until I said, look, it's too much for you to adjust, hallelujah to God. But there's so much more, hallelujah to God. I didn't get a chance to tell her about fasting and praying, that God would turn things around. I said, it's an academic. Everybody's up in awe, hallelujah to God. You have people, you have cousins, you have relatives that are going through the same thing, and she began to talk back and forth. But I said, we have the promise of the Father, hallelujah to God, the promise that cannot fail. We have to stand on the word of God. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word is going to last, hallelujah to God. And in conclusion, I told her, my daughter, I said, if this thing turns around, and if it's not what we believe in God to do, hallelujah to God, and if it's that time, and if this tabernacle shall dissolve according to the word of Apostle Paul and what he saw was, we have a building eternal in the glories, hallelujah to God. We have that assurance, hallelujah to God, that God is going to take care of us, hallelujah to God. But if and we prayed even on yesterday, a few prayer requests come in, a lot of times God said, just go ahead and pray, hallelujah to God. There's family members, hallelujah to God, that are going through things, and family members that maybe tested positive, hallelujah to God. And I told my daughter, like, don't let this thing shake you. Don't let something come up that is going to disturb your faith in God. Don't let things come up, as they say, come up and rattle you, hallelujah to God, and begin to start to worry, hallelujah to God. Because God said it then, and he says now he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, just praise me. Send out the praises. Begin to sing the song. Pastor been saying it for years. Get up in the morning. Begin to do your dance, hallelujah to God. When Jehoshaphat went to fight, it was a mighty battle. He said, send out the praises. Hallelujah. When the walls of Jericho was got to come down, he said, send out the praises, send out the priests, send out the worship. Hallelujah. You walk around the wall, and this is your proof, hallelujah to God, that God would be Kayashah, that God would do what he said he's going to do. It's not time for you to be worried and become fearful and afraid, hallelujah to God. Happily you be and find yourself fighting against the word of God to become doubtful, hallelujah to God. Double-minded, and over there in James or Jude or James, it said a double-minded person shall not receive anything from the Lord, that you're unstable, and not only this, but in all your ways. This is the time when you have to come, I don't want to run out of time here, hallelujah, that you have to prove positive, hallelujah to God, that you're believing on what you believe. We're here, hallelujah to God. We have troubles come up. We have problems come up. But we stand on the word of God, hallelujah to God. The adversary came, hallelujah to God, and attacked the broadcast, hallelujah to God. There's a backup system. We thank God for the Pastor Darlene, hallelujah to God, because she's a businesswoman, and don't take it in the wrong sense. She's a very thorough in business, hallelujah to God. She have integrity for the things of God. She sort of reminds me of Daniel, you know. She take care of business. She have integrity. You don't have to stay there and look on her over her shoulder. She can handle the minute. She's had shoulders above her peers, hallelujah to God. When the king Nebuchadnezzar seen how Daniel was, hallelujah to God, he put him over the whole providence, hallelujah to God, of handling money and doing things, hallelujah to God. This is our hour to show our integrity in God, hallelujah to God. Family members want to see how we worry. No, we're not worried, hallelujah to God. We're like the Hebrew boys when we face the final with our friends. We say we praise God, and if he don't deliver, he's able to deliver, hallelujah to God. He's able to set free. He's able to keep us in this hour of temptation. He's able to deliver us, hallelujah to God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's what we show the people. The atmosphere on the job, I noticed that it changed. People are talking a little bit better in the driver's room and behind the glass, hallelujah to God. Because the joy of the Lord, they come there, they see the presence of the Lord from the hour of power of prayer. The residents are there, hallelujah to God. The illumination is there, hallelujah to God. That the saints of God are joining their hearts together and putting up the best effort, hallelujah to God. We can't fight this thing because we can't see it. But we have a God that's invisible, fighting the invisible, and he's always working for our highest good. Hallelujah to God. We're going to go see what Pastor Dolly has. Hallelujah to God. We're going to continue in the time that's left of this hour of power prayer here on Prayer and Praise Deliverance Ministry. This is a wonderful time to sow into the ministry. It's a wonderful time to sow, hallelujah to God, to keep us there. Hallelujah to God. We were heading to start broadcasting also simulcast in Florida, hallelujah to God. Things came up, which they come up with, having lost the vision, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We want to see what she has, hallelujah to God, and we want to go on for the hallelujah to God. We want you to continuously keep Pastor Scholastica in prayer, hallelujah to God, so she's coming to us. So even on tomorrow, but today is the day, but we have to prepare ourselves, hallelujah to God, for today, hallelujah to God. Pastor had asked for the was a fast, hallelujah to God, and ask God to just take us through, hallelujah to God. That was the catalyst. It didn't fail when Esther fasted and prayed. When Jesus said some of these spirits, they only come out by fasting and prayer. Your eyes will understand and be enlightened. So we want to see Pastor Donnie have something to make sure testify and open up the lines and stuff today. Hallelujah to God. This is an hour of power of prayer. It's exciting to be here. It's exciting to come to worship God and to give him the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah, God. We see what you have. Hallelujah. Pastor Darlene.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so grateful that God continues to answer prayer. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for just admonishing us today to just trust in the Lord and know that God is working things out on our behalf and for people around the world. I just want to give the testimony. We prayed for Sabrina, who had taken a test for the COVID-19, and she sent the text and said she does not have pneumonia. So we give God praise for that. We just
hallelujah.
Answer prayer.
Yes, thank you.
So let us praise his name right now for that answer. In Jesus. We bless your name, God. We glorify you, God.
Thank you, God, for bringing us your whole world.
Thank you
for being here. Absolutely.
Moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
From Pennsylvania, and I like prayer requests, please. I want to just lift up Jesus' name. I don't care about this coronavirus. I don't care about what's going on. I'm going to lift up Jesus' name. I give him the glory because he is wonderful. He's glorious. He's marvelous. I don't care what they're doing, the devil worshipers or whatever. I just want to lift up Jesus' name and give him the glory. And I thank you for your prayer line, brother.
Amen. Well, we thank God, dear. We thank you on behalf of Darlene and the circle of friends that's here. Hallelujah. Pray for deliverance ministry. Hallelujah to God. We're going to go up before the Lord. Has anyone else had a testimony, a quick testimony? And we're going to go up into prayer. I believe that's going to almost consume the time that's here. Hallelujah to God, because it's needed. Hallelujah to God. Has anybody had a testimony? Hallelujah to God. Other than the one that we heard, we thank God for the testimony there. Hallelujah to God that we heard this morning.
Yeah, I do. I have a testimony. I have one.
Yes.
I've been living in this place. I just moved not too long ago, a little over a year. Come to find out I'm living around a bunch of devil worshipers and witches and warlocks that's been trying to kill me, but they didn't understand that I'm a child of the Most High God and I'm covered with his blood. And this is what I'm going through now. But I fear only the God of glory, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So I like to be, to let people know that, you know, when you stand before the God of glory, you don't have to fear nothing, nothing, because he ain't going to let nothing hurt you. He ain't going to let nobody kill you. I don't care what they've been trying to do. If I tell you my story in here, I only thing I can do is shake my head because I have to pinch myself and say, is this, I'm really living this? Yeah, but I fear only God. And I thank him for pulling me through this. And I give him the glory. That's why I say I don't care about no coronavirus. I don't care about no witches and warlocks, no devil worshippers. I lift up the name of Jesus Christ. So I've been living in this building for a little over a year, and I'm around a bunch of devil worshippers and witches and warlocks that's been coming in my apartment, sticking stuff in my bed, all kind of weird stuff, and they don't understand why they can't kill me. The Holy Ghost lives inside of me. God's
Amen.
Spirit lives here, and I'm covered with his precious blood. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Amen. We thank you. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you.
Leona, oh God, and thank you, Lord, today for her just your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that she is covered by the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you, Lord, today that she is delivered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word
thank
of her
you,
testimony,
Lord.
Oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we appreciate you, God, for what you have done and what you're going to do
thank
in the future
you.
For her, oh God, that you keep her stabilized, oh God. And we just pray, God, today that you suffer not a witch to live, oh God, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God, we rebuke every demonic spirit, oh God, that would even try to come into her home again, oh God. We got today that they will just stop, oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
Right
now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be so,
God. We praise you, God, today because she is the servant of the Most High, God, and just take care of your children, God, in the name of
Jesus.
We know, Father, today that in our hands to war and our fingers, oh God, we're flames of fire. You, God, and we appreciate you, Father, for what you're doing. My God, my God, we just praise you this morning, oh God. And we bless your name. Bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As we pray for these other requests, reach out in prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus, all of us come to you. We pray for these other requests here. We pray today for Sister Janice on her way to Louisville, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow your God.
God,
God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God God, bubble the vehicle, Lord God, in the name.
That works as a champ, Lord God.
Each and every one that's on the way, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. If God has spoken once, twice, or heard this,
course, surrender
it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
We bless your name, dear God. Hallelujah.
We bless your name,
God.
Lord Jesus. We bless your name.
Glory hallelujah, God.
Praise the name of the
hallelujah,
Lord.
God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord this morning for this morning. Thank God that we are alive and well and that God is taking care of each and every one of us. We will not be afraid of what man can do to us because it is God who we depend on. And so we're trusting in him each and every day to just keep us in his care, to help us to just praise him as we get up in the morning. As I always say, go ahead and just praise God. Praise him through the circumstance. Praise him while you have a chance. Praise him like nothing else matters because it really doesn't. As we praise the Lord.
As the Lord is in the midst of the praise, we know that we can trust him to help us to move on in him as we're praising him. We don't have time to be down and out. We don't have time to complain or anything like that, but we will keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. And as we are moving towards tomorrow, we are looking forward to a fast that we have called, that I called concerning the things that are going on around the world, that the people of God, there are many people of God who are getting depressed. And people just in general are being depressed because of what's happening. But we want to pray. And Sister Pastor Scholastica gave us a scripture where she sent scriptures out in the morning time. And I got this scripture on, I believe it was yesterday or was it the day before. Anyway, it's in the book of Isaiah. So we're going to use this for the time of fasting. And it talks about Hezekiah. And so Hezekiah was told that he was going to die, but he turned his face to the wall, and he asked God to give him more time. God gave him 15 more years. Let me just read this, and as we go to tomorrow, and you can read it today, you can read the rest of the chapter. There are other scriptures that you can read as we are pressing in and coming against the tricks and schemes of the devil, that our minds will be clear, that we will be faithful to God, that we would trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. So Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 6 says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto God, unto the Lord, and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Verse 6 says, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And we're believing, even as we saw, God brought Hezekiah out of that time of sickness and gave him some more time. We're believing that the Lord, even in this day and age, that he shall give us more time with our lives, and he will not allow us to die, but we shall live. And we will continue to decree and declare the work of the Lord. The words that God has given us in his Bible is what we need to declare and decree. And even during this time, we're believing that God is bringing more souls into the kingdom. So we're believing for souls. Let's pray as we are fasting on tomorrow that God will help people. And I know God has already been tugging on some people's hearts, but they will heed the call. This nation that we're in has been so prideful. They have just turned their backs on the Lord. And the word tells us that pride comes before fall. And so we see this nation, they just put God out of the schools, God out of the courts. They didn't want anything to do with God. They were making laws that are contrary to the word of God. And so I believe that God is wanting people to come on in before for everlasting too late. And even as people are passing away, we pray that they would have made their decision to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We know that other people will die, but we're believing that God will deliver and set us free. So use the scripture tomorrow. Use whatever else that God gives you. And we will come back on tomorrow morning. We will be here at the same time from 6 until 7. Pastor Scholastica will be facilitating. She will be leading us. I don't know what God would have given her to share with us. agreement, being on one accord with the Lord. And that's what we do here. We continue to hear the testimonies of what God has done and what he is doing, and we will continue to pray without ceasing. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. And we know that God will keep us in his care, that he takes care of us, he takes care of his children. And I decree that we are above and not beneath, that we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, no matter what is going on in the economy. I decree and declare that we have more than enough in Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will have a fantastic day. And while you're off from work, stay in the room, say some prayers. You know, go out and do what you can do. Some of these cities that we live in have been, we have been told not to go anywhere, but we can do what we can do and be in the face of God. So I love you. Come back tomorrow and have a beautiful day today. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.